plans for G7, Mr. President?
So it looks like G7 may be on because we've done well, we're ahead of schedule.
Among the almost absolutely everything to have been postponed in recent months is the annual summit of the G7. The conclave of leaders of the seven economies reckoned the world's most advanced, specifically the United States, the United Kingdom, France, Canada, Italy, Germany, and Japan. It was the United States' turn to host the Wingding this year. It was supposed to happen next week. President Donald Trump originally awarded the event to the Florida golf resort Trump National Doral, proprietor guess who, but this proved such a flagrant self-enriching grift that even the American public, who'd knowingly elected a flagrant self-enriching grifter, made a fuss.
He said, Mick, you're not going to believe this, but it's almost like they built this facility to host this type of event.
Why has no other G7 ever been held there before?
Because they didn't go look at it.
The summit was relocated to Camp David, the Maryland presidential retreat. And then, for obvious reasons, the summit was binned. Though Trump was keen for it to go ahead, his fellow heads of government were even less enthused about the prospect of travelling to spend 3 days with him than they ordinarily would have been. Instead, a video conference was held. There is presently no greater journalistic prize on earth than the readout of the texts exchanged between six of the leaders involved.
U.S. President Donald Trump said Saturday that he will postpone next month's G7 meeting until the fall.
Trump, however, has now announced that he not only wants a face-to-face G7 to proceed, possibly in September, but that he has an extra guest in mind, President Vladimir Putin of Russia. Indeed, Trump has hankered out loud, and not for the first time, for Russia to be formally and fully readmitted to the cabal which was known between 1997 and 2014 as the G8. An extremely brief history lesson is now in order.
You know, whether you like it or not, and it may not be politically correct, but we have a world to run. And in the G7, which used to be the G8, they threw Russia out. They should let Russia come back in.
The G7 was originally formed in 1975 as the G6. It became the G7 when Canada joined shortly afterwards. The idea was to establish a forum of the great liberal democracies in which matters of mutual economic concern could be addressed. Russia was invited to join in 1998, making the G7 the G8. It was that period of post-Cold War triumphalist delirium, during which it was fondly fantasized that with judicious encouragement, Russia could become just another friendly, reasonable, and cooperative European country, like some vast Luxembourg. This seamless rapprochement serially failed to occur, and then in early 2014, Russia invaded Ukraine and annexed Crimea. As luck had it, Russia was due to host that year's G8 summit in Sochi. Seven of the G8 decided they weren't coming and held their own summit in Brussels, at which it was decided to suspend Russia's membership of the organisation.
We need to send a very clear message to the Russian government and to President Putin that it would be completely unacceptable to go further into Ukraine, and that would trigger sanctions from the EU, from the US, from other countries as well, and we need to be very, very clear about that.
Russia affected indifference. Russia, said its foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, was not attached to this format, and we don't see a great misfortune. After some years of sulky standoff, in 2017, Russia pulled the you-can't-sack-me-I-quit manoeuvre and announced it was leaving the G8 permanently, so there. The G8 became, again, the G7. As we go to air, Russia has not returned Crimea to Ukraine. So why, it might be wondered, is there any clamour for Russia to rejoin? Well, there isn't. Not really. At least not from six of the G7.
Russia was excluded from the G7 after it invaded Crimea a number of years ago. Its continued disrespect and flaunting of international rules and norms is why it remains outside of the G7 and will continue to remain out.
The notion is a bee which has been buzzing a while in the bonnet of US President Donald Trump, who clearly could not care less about Crimea, but does seem to greatly value the opinion of Vladimir Putin, for reasons we can only hope turn out to be as funny as our wildest imaginings. Trump is, as usual, not right about Russia, whose democratic credentials are disputable and which perhaps is not as advanced an economy as it prefers to think. About the G7, though, Trump is not altogether wrong. Trump has dismissed it as outdated and says it does not properly represent what's going on in the world now. He has suggested that Australia, South Korea, and India should also be invited to join, which, as ideas go, is on the non-terrible side of the ledger. A willingness to award credit where credit is due is an estimable virtue, and so this is one of those occasions on which Donald Trump might have half a point, in the way that a drunk man with his shoelaces tied together in a dark room will occasionally grasp the right end of a given stick. For Monocle 24, I'm Andrew Muller.